Brachos, daf lamed amud beis. And I'm dinei palele la mitoch kovid rosh. A person should daven out of a feeling of subservience. Chassidim arishonim yoshin she'achat mitpalim kdei shechavnu libam na'avim shebashamayim. There are these people, I don't know who they are, that are called chassidim rishonim. And they would pause an hour. Now, sha'ah in the shas doesn't usually mean an hour. But here it does. So that they'll be focused le'avihim shebashamayim. To their father in heaven. Even if a king asks him, how you doing? Or a serpent is wrapped around his leg, he shouldn't stop his Shmona Esrei. And here there's a big machlokas. What does it mean he shouldn't stop? He shouldn't stop to talk, or he shouldn't stop to walk away? That's a machlokas. And that machlokas goes down to Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, whether walking constitutes a hefsik. Or we're talking about talking here. Minani Mili, where do we get this from that you gotta daven out of a certain feeling of subservience? Amar Birazad Amakrav Imarat Nafish. It says by Chana, in anticipation of her prayer, she had a bitter soul. So our sages understood that to mean she realized her subservience before her Creator before she started davening. How's that approved? Maybe Chana really wasn't bitter. Here she is begging for a child and being tormented by the other wife of her husband. Eshtachave means I will pray in your temple out of fear. Okay, but David asked a lot, so it could be David really entered his prayer out of fear, because he asked a lot. El amar b'shua ben Nevi. El amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Nevi mehacha yishtachvu l'Hashem ba'adrat kodesh al tikri ba'adrat ela becherdat. It says, pray before Hashem with the glory of holiness. So the word hadrat, which means glory, could also be read as cherdat, fear of holiness. Mimai din malolam imra hadrat mamish. But maybe you shouldn't read it that way. Maybe you should read it the glory of holiness. Kiad Rabbi Yehuda v'mtzai nafsheva adar matzei, like Rabbi Yehuda, who would glorify himself, he would wear nice clothing before he davened. And now we know from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Rav Yehuda davened once every 30 days. So yeah, when he got at it, he put on his suit, he put on his tie, he got all dressed up.
Can you believe he learned all his Torah in 30 days over again?
Look at that. Ela amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak mehacha. Okay, the source is, Yedut Hashem b'yirah v'gilu b'yiradah. Okay.